Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, God's been telling us so many good things. You know, so many people tell us quite often, like, don't share that. It's just so good. Like, hold back on it. You know, and God told me that President Trump would be president prior to, and these different things, that he would be a friend of the church, mm-hmm. and these things would happen. We're seeing all these things take place, that America get the White House back and everything. God's just touching, you know, so many aspects of
America,
our life.
America again, yes, absolutely.
Well, this particular prophet, her name is Kat Kerr. She was on being interviewed on Elijah TV. She's talking specifically, I've been talking about this for quite some time, about a wealth transfer that's coming. Mm. And the reason why the Lord's showing me a wealth transfer is coming to the church, to the kingdom, is to be able to gather the harvest in the last days. He literally told me specifically that he has a whistle to be able to blow this whistle that's going to gather the harvest. It's going to require great wealth to be able to do it. Well, guess what? Specifically, we're going to hear about on this program about a wealth transfer. So I've been talking about a wealth transfer. What does it look like, and breaking it up? Because God is a God of wealth transfer. He's always done it to his people.
We've talked quite extensively about reverse engineering, a great move of God. And those things cost a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of resources.
Especially the largest harvest in the history of the world.
A billion souls.
A billion souls plus. So there's just a billion souls of young folks. Mm. So all those that come with them. But first, we want to hear from Kat Kerr as she's specifically talking how the Lord spoke to her and said that President Trump will be in two terms in office, that Vice President Pence will become president, and he'll be president for 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And then
Two terms.
And then whoever Pence's pick is will be in, and it'll be total of 24 years of God having control of being over the White House. As a matter of fact, take a look.
He said, I'm going to make you very political.
Make you
and
political.
He said, I'm going to throw you out there in this election. You won't be able to go back. He said, you are going to tell them Trump's going to win. And I need him there. And this is what will happen. This will happen. People will try to lie and, you know, cheat and lie about him. And I can tell all those people, if they ever hear this, you better step back. Because this is God's time. He chose who he wanted. He's not forgotten him. He's not going to let up on what he's doing with him. And no one will win. And the next election, they won't win that either. He will. So I'll just give you that for free.
So you're saying Trump's back for the second
Trump's
election?
Trump's going to be here for 8 years, Pence for 8 years.
Wow.
And then the one Pence picks. I'm just going to throw it out there because the father is saying this. For 24 years, we will have God in that White House. This is a generational thing he's doing. This is not just something for a few weeks, a few months, or even a couple years that he's setting up for.
And so, Lord, this is totally confirms what the Lord told me about President Trump, because nobody was on the bandwagon, mostly in America, that he would be the next president of the United States.
Sure.
And you know, God showed me specifically, and you know, John knows it, and others around me, my spiritual father knows it, and I'm sharing it. And I was advised not to necessarily share it on the air, but it was in October, I believe, mm-hmm. of 2016. The Lord showed me, you know, it was actually in this night vision, this dream, the Lord had me with President Obama. And President Obama was walking me to the White House. He was just talking about his terms and what he was in. And he was, you know, he was very kind in this dream. And he took me to the White House. And he said, well, I'll see you later, Mr. President. And he walked away. And as soon as I walked into the White House and I saw President Trump. He just became president. And he was in the White House there with his transition crew. And he was shocked, you know, as America was. And I remember shaking his hand. And I didn't know a lot of stuff about Trump.
You
know.
Who else was there? Because you saw an array of different people.
Well, first, you know, I walk up to him and I shake his hand. And I didn't know this then, but then he pulled me back like this and he held onto my hand. He's looking at me in the face like, no, we're going to have to do it. We won. And I found out, of course, that's actually how he shakes hands. He'll pull you off balance and then hold your hand. I didn't say anything because he's president, or, you know, being nice. And the next thing you know, the whole White House was filled with all the people, I mean, all who we are.
Yes.
You know, was in the White House. The people got the White House back.
And it's the people's house.
Yes. And the Lord told me that the President Trump would be a friend of the church, and there's never been a greater friend that I know of in my lifetime and others, that where they actually, you know, whether it's politically reason motivated or whatever, at least it's happening. Even the Johnson Amendment's been defunded, you know, the voice is coming back.
This is the first president who's actually allowed ministers into the White House to pray with him and be on camera. This is not like a secret meeting. He's openly open to
prayer. They have a prayer team in the White House.
Yeah.
And laying on of hands, and he said specifically, the reports are, he said to the doctor's wife who wrote with Mark Taylor the Trump prophecies,
Colbert,
Colbert, that I want to be known as the most, when I leave here, the one thing I want to be known for is the most praying president there ever was. And listen, God will honor that.
No doubt.
And so, just like God said, it's happening. But now, you know, with Kat Kerr saying the Lord showed her that he will have two terms, which, you know, the numbers are up everywhere. The economy's up. I mean, anybody who's saying they don't want this to happen, they don't care about our country right now because everybody's doing well across the line. And it's the highest employment rate. It's the lowest unemployment rate in the history of African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans. 60-something year low unemployment rate for women. It's the highest home ownership that's happening in all those different areas. There's more jobs and there are people able to work them.
That's right.
Companies are coming back. It's the biggest economy we've had in the history of our nation. We're being respected again.
The defense is actually being built up again, our military.
Over $700 billion this year, $700 plus billion next year. And America's being respected again. And it's only been 24 months. This is a God thing. There's no way that one man can do this with everybody trying to fight against
especially
him.
Especially with all that opposition.
Yeah, the opposition going on. And so this is God doing this, and this is how you know. And even the night of the election of 2016, November, you know, Pat and I were on the telephone, and that we did talking and praying that night and not knowing, and we didn't know which way it was going to go. Yeah. It was just only God, and we prayed, and everybody prayed, and God heard the prayers. This is specific, what was said by others, that God had heard our prayers and he just responded on Pennsylvania Avenue and he was going to change things. Well, specifically, be encouraged because this is where, you know, this makes sense is what she's saying. And of course, the founder of Elijah List, he's questioned her over the years and he's realized, I got to quit questioning you because everything you're saying is right. And that's how you know if it's a true, you know, prophet or not.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.